You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio, and I'm Cynthia Canty. As we heard earlier in the program, Governor Snyder has proposed a new state budget, a budget that seems full of increased spending. But it's certainly not all happy economic news for the state. We still have weak job growth and the nation's fourth highest unemployment rate. So what does our economic future really look like? Where will the jobs be and who will get them? Joining me are two writers who've explored these questions recently for Bridge Magazine, Ron French and Nancy Derringer. Welcome back to Stateside.
It's good to be here.
Great to be here.
Ron, you wrote a really long piece for Bridge digging into economic projections for Michigan. So is our state headed toward a gloomy, poor future if things remain unchanged?
No, we did projections over the next 10 years, and it wasn't us just sitting in our office doing this. This was a national organization that does this stuff for businesses mainly. We worked with them, and what we found is that job projections for the state overall are pretty dismal over the next 10 years. The projections are that Michigan would have a total growth rate over 10 years of 5.8%. That might sound okay until you realize that ranks us 49th out of 50 states. The national average is 11.4% over that same time period.
So why is Michigan doing so badly in terms of job growth and employment?
Well, we had a bigger hole to dig out of than anybody else, for one thing. Over the previous 10 years, we were ranked 50th. So I guess 49th is somewhat of an improvement. But what you're seeing is that there is some recovery in the auto industry, but overall what we are seeing is we're not seeing the kind of growth, particularly in jobs that require a college education, that you're seeing nationally.
And as you point out in your piece, pay is going in the wrong direction, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a very depressing finding. What you find is that five of the seven fastest growing occupations over the next 10 years pay so little that the worker might qualify for food stamps. The average salary of occupations that are projected to shrink is $22 an hour. Okay. Mm-hmm. The average salary of occupations that are expected to grow over the next 10 years, $19 an hour.
And what are these occupations that we're expecting to grow? What are these more poorly paying jobs that are growing? What kinds of jobs?
Retail sales. Cashiers, waitresses, the sort of things you'd expect. But you're also finding a huge growth in healthcare, which you think, well, that makes sense, and a lot of those jobs are well-paying. But the fastest-growing area in healthcare are home healthcare workers. You and I are probably going to need some help as we get older, and these workers come into your homes or they work in nursing homes. These people are paid close to minimum wage.
Nancy Derringer, your piece in Bridge focuses on what it'll take to get what some call middle skills jobs. What does that mean?
Middle skills refers to jobs that require more than a high school diploma but less than a bachelor's degree, which most of us have come to understand as a community college level degree. An associate's degree or something called, I believe it's a certificate of a training certificate, mm-hmm. as it's called. Manufacturing jobs are still out there, but there are fewer of them, and they require people with better education than they may have required in the past.
And what about pay levels? Are they better than the kinds of jobs that Ron was just spelling out for us?
Yeah, I mean, they are. They pay better, certainly, than, you know, some of these home health care aides, cashiers, waiters and waitresses, obviously. They're not quite as high as, you know, just like, you know, like it's a middle skills. It's also more of a middle income type of pay level, with some exceptions. If you talk to the presidents of the community colleges around the state or the state association in Lansing, they have all kinds of success stories to talk about, where people, you know, start with an associate's degree and then kind of build on it, what they're calling stackable credentials.
What does that mean?
A stackable credential just means that, you know, you are going to someday, if they, when they write your obituary, you might have an awful lot of letters after your name. I mean, you might start with an associate's degree. You might build that out to a bachelor's degree someday. You may add on with a master's, or you might get a second associate's degree. And so rather than the idea that you do college and then you're done.
Yeah.
You are learning and going to school off and on for pretty much most of your career.
Hmm.
Or some people are, certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
Cynthia, let me give you an example of that. When you talk about the difference in pay, the fastest growing job that requires a high school degree or less over the next 10 years is expected to be retail sales, you know, mm-hmm. the person who works at the Gap. Average earnings there, just under $12 an hour. If you manage to get an associate's degree, which means going to school for 2 years, the fastest growing job is a registered nurse, $31 an hour. And that's 2 years of school. If you can find a way to get through 2 years of school, get into healthcare field, your standard of living is going to be so much higher.
What a toehold that will give you then to keep pursuing that path that Nancy spelled out, the stackable credentials.
Absolutely.
That was Ron French of Bridge Magazine, joined by Nancy Derringer, also writer for Bridge Magazine. As we look at economic projections for Michigan's future, say 10 years down the road, that without some changes in education direction and policy decisions and state spending, we could have a pretty bleak future. And let's talk about some of these policy decisions and how to spend state money. And you kind of carve that out, Ron, in your piece. What needs to change in order to keep Michigan from becoming a Dickens novel?
Well, one of the things we have to do is find a way to get more Michigan residents to a point in their education where they get some sort of degree or certificate. And another thing we have to do is look at infrastructure. Talking about education first, Michigan actually does a fairly good job of getting high schoolers into college. It does a very poor job of getting them out of college. For some reason, Michigan has a much higher rate of college dropouts than we do in other states. Part of that is probably the economy, that people run out of money. Part of it is kids are not prepared and that the schools are not doing enough, the universities are not doing enough to counsel them, give them the sort of support they need to keep them in school. So one of the areas we really have to figure out how to handle is how do we get kids who have enrolled in a community college or who have enrolled in an Eastern Michigan, how do we get them to stay in school until they get a degree? And that's something we're going to focus on. It's something universities are going to have to work on. It may involve some more investment from the state.
But it certainly seems that the kinds of degrees that Nancy writes about from the community colleges and these training certificates, as far as affordability, much more so.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, community college is a great bargain, whether you are going there for an associate's degree or whether you're going there with the idea of transferring out after 2 years to go to a four-year school.
I'd like the thoughts of both of you. I'm wondering, what does history tell us? Do you think the political will is there to raise taxes for schools and for infrastructure and also to shift the way we regard higher education and broaden it to include a greater emphasis on community college degrees and these training certificates? Is that there, and will citizens accept this?
Well, Cynthia, that's a good question. I think there might be political will to invest more, that perhaps the state can emphasize more this sort of middle training type of jobs that Nancy has written about so well. As far as a political will to raise taxes, I think that's less likely in the current political climate. It's really a question of, does the state see this as a wake-up call and say, you know, we have to do whatever is necessary to stop Michigan from becoming a poorer state?
I would second everything Ron said. I mean, you know, we have a surplus of revenue this year, and what is the talk about in Lansing? A tax cut. So I think it's pretty clear that there's not going to be any political will for a tax increase. However, you know, these community colleges and what they call middle college and middle skills and all these things are kind of a third way that I think a lot of people will be comfortable with. I mean, these are not difficult degrees to get. They do require, you know, more time in a classroom, which some people just have a problem with. But at the same time, you know, the world is changing. It's the 21st century. We don't require as much muscle and sweat as we do, you know, higher level math and entrepreneurial skills. So if, as Ron said, if they see this as a wake up call, if they see this as something that we have to do, if we're going to continue to be, you know, if we're going to rise out of the 49th place, I think then yes, it could happen.
Ron French, Nancy Derringer from Bridge Magazine. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cynthia.